Hi, I'm Mary.
And I'm Martha, and this is Kicks and Giggles.
Hi, Martha.
Hi.
The semis have occurred.
Yes, they have.
I got them lost
Yes.
in possibly the most painful soccer game I've watched since 1994's World Cup final between Italy and Brazil, where Roberto Baggio sent the ball right over the goal.
I have to say, even though that happened, right? I'm glad that if it was a goal that was stopped, it was stopped by the goalie, not because it got kicked out.
Okay, but Martha, no. I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I have to say, the only thing that made this not as bad as 94 for me, because in my mind, these PKs were worse than 94, is that it was a semifinal and not the final. And like, therefore, this wasn't the last thing that stood between us. But okay, let's take a quick step back. I was at a Gotham watch party in New York. You were at home?
I was at home, and I was trying to stay as long as I could because I had a play date
Yes.
afterwards that I had planned. And I was like, tell him I'm gonna be late. And then when it went to PKs, I was like, no. And I got a play-by-play via my car. In Mary's not in Mary's voice, but in the car voice.
I in your phone as Mary?
Well, no.
Right.
Okay, so you are in my phone as that, but the car thing says Mari.
Oh.
And then the whole time it's like Mari says, and then my daughter is like, that's not what her name is.
Man, I was so mad. Okay. One very funny thing for me with that, we are starting at the end, which I do tend to do, was that you were what, like 45 seconds behind me? And
Yes.
like we've been in this situation before where I've been at a bar and you've been at home, but you've also been at a bar and like been behind me. I think it's the delay in our time zones. Nope, it's a, that's not true.
Really? I yeah,
No,
I don't
I don't
understand.
me neither. But I don't want to know except that the game is over. Like if I'm behind, I want to know that the game is over and the final score, but like I don't want anything else in advance, right? Like I don't want to know
Yes.
a goal has been scored. I don't want to know if the other team has scored, but I want to know that. So like, because that last whatever 48 seconds is the worst, and you're like, is it over? Is it over? And so when you were like, oh, you're ahead, but I don't think we realized it until extra time, right?
Yeah, we didn't realize it until extra time.
Yeah. Because mostly my phone was on the table because I couldn't handle that game. And so when you were like, I have to, before I knew you were leaving, I was like, do you want to know? And you were like, yeah, because I have to get out of here for this play date. And then it was truly just, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. This continues to be the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Why is this happening? What just happened? Like, that's all I think I said. I mean, I said last names involved and like what actually happened, but it was just like, this is truly a tragedy because Martha, the game was so good except for the PKs.
Yes. I thought that first goal was good by Esther. And I honestly thought like they would hold, of course. Look, I don't know, but the commentators that I was hearing or listening to, they were very positive about Blue Band, which now I can't remember her name,
Jenna Neiswanger.
Jenna. So I was upset because Jenna's clears were not that great. It
Nope.
was, they were down the middle, but everyone's like, oh no, she's great. I was like, I don't see it. Her clearance was not great. And then that foul, that happened that allowed that free kick.
So
I
yeah, let's
mean,
set the scene, right? Like Esther scores in what, like the 56th or so minute, right?
yes.
And like, let's just be honest, Gotham had 1,000 chances in the first half that looked great. And like Rose had this gore. I don't know. It Gotham was the better team until some very interesting coaching decisions were made. Also, some very interesting coaching decisions were made at the start. And then he like subbed out all of our forwards, and Jenna Neiswanger is like used to play forward, but like is now plays defense. But I have had a problem with her defense all season, including when she was on the U.S. Women's National Team. She
Yes,
plays too
true.
high. That means she has to run back, and we saw it happen in this like foul. I almost called it a penalty, which is the only thing that I can say that is good about it is that at least it wasn't in the box. But like it was so
Yeah.
flagrant. It was so stupid. Like it's not like she had this incredible angle and she had to take her down. And also, if you have to take someone down, do it in a way that isn't putting your hands on their shoulders and pushing them. Like there are ways to take people down that are technically fouls, but if the ref doesn't have the right angle, they're not going to get called. Like even with
Yeah.
VAR, like what were you doing? What were you doing? I don't understand it. And the fact that she took the last penalty kick, look, people really like her, but I don't. And I'm sorry. I do think that like sometimes commentators have to say things because they want to have these people on their shows. We're not getting her on our show, and
No.
therefore, like I don't like her. I'm sure she's, you know what? I have no idea about her personal character, frankly. I have no reason to believe it's bad, but like choices she has made both on Gotham and in the national team, I don't like it.
Yeah, as a defender, I just don't trust her, but we haven't really maybe I haven't really seen her anywhere else. And if she presses high, like why can't she be mid unless we have good midfielders?
Yeah.
And so I yeah, that was concerning for me. And so again, I did not see the penalties because I was driving a car. I was hearing them through Mary. But
Mari,
when
you were hearing them through Mari.
Mari. And then when I actually went back to watch those penalties, though it was the three were so weak sauce. Like it was a penalty I would take. And
No,
I'm not
it's
great.
not, Martha. You would not take that. Okay, let's just take. Okay, so
Look, no,
Esther
no.
scores
Look,
in the
I would
50s.
try.
No, no,
I would
no. I
try.
no, Martha. There's zero chance.
But
I'm sorry. I
my
love you.
penalties would be weak.
No, they. Okay, yes, they might be weak. Okay, let's hold on. Pause. 56th minute. Esther scores. 91st minute. Jenna does just an idiotic foul. I'm sorry it was, and it's a set play, not a penalty kick, but. Just like beautifully at number eight on the Spirit, whose name is currently escaping me, but just, I mean, gorgeous set play after set play. She was a sub, and she, I was like, why didn't this young woman start? Because her corners and that set play, oh, beautiful. And Hal Hirschfeld, who, a girl, well, nailed it in. Beautiful goal. Hated it. But the girls sitting behind me who were young and possibly high, and also my favorite people at this party because they liked me, and that's all it really takes. But also, they were as vocal and mad that as I was. One of them turns around, she goes, "I'm glad she didn't get a gold medal, even though she went to Paris." And I was like, "Sorry, Hal." I do actually really like Hal Hirschfeld, and like it made me excited to see the goal. I just wish it had been me. The other thing that was similar
Yes.
was Casey Krueger had the game of her life. And I love Casey Krueger. Like, Casey Krueger
So
is
do
one
I.
of my favorite U.S. women's national team players, possibly of all time, but certainly, current squad. I don't know why she had to have that game against my team. I was like, Casey, what are you doing? There are teams who deserve it. Kansas City deserves it. What did Gotham do? Anyway, okay, so Hal Hirschfeld scores. It's tied. 1-1 goes into overtime. Now Gotham has 1,000 defenders, including Bruninha, who I enjoy, don't get me wrong, but who immediately upon getting subbed in gets a yellow card. Then
Yeah.
tackles in a, not super legal way, Trinity Rodman. And like literally before I even knew it was a foul, I was like, oh, those are two spicy ladies who are gonna yell at each other. Cause like Brew is like, she is fierce and I love her for it. There was a game against Chicago. I think it was like the game I went to for my birthday, actually. Where she like there was this gorgeous goal that I don't even know if she was involved in. Like I think it was Ella Stevens's like beautiful, beautiful goal against Chicago. And Brew took some fan's cell phone and like ran it around the stadium. Like that's who she is. She feels
Yes.
things the way that I feel things. And so I was like, oh, this is gonna get, oh, it's gonna get. And like Trinity popped up and like faked a like threw like a card in her face. And I was like, oh, no, please don't. And then Brew got a second yellow, which of course means a red. And
Yeah.
then Trinity got a yellow for popping the fake yellow. And
Yes.
like Brew is kicked and sent off. Emily Sonnet, who is salty, she's like more, standing in the back, like being like, did you see that ref? Ref, ref, ref. She like
Yes.
comes up to Trinity. And I was like, what is, I want, that girl who reads lips on Instagram, I'm like, could you please do this? Because I need to know what was said.
Yes. Yes, because I saw Emily being fierce, and I was like, whoa, that is just some words. And yes, I would really like to know what was said. But yeah, no, I Brew was after that, like after Trinity did that, fake card. I thought she was pretty like calm. She saw like maybe she was upset, didn't show it as much. I thought there was going to be some more emotion, and she was just like turned around and left. And that's what I was surprised. Brew did not show that level of emotion. But Emily Sonnet came in and fixed that.
Well, I wonder if, I mean, so I did rewatch it yesterday, today, something. And the look, she's a professional, right? Like
Yeah.
the, I talk, we talk about it all the time. The women's game is better than the men's game for like 1,000 reasons, right? Like you never see them getting into fights because of egos. You see them getting into fights because of like actual st like remember like Alex Morgan, number 7 Alex Morgan against
Yes.
Columbia and she believes this year. Like they were playing dirty and she was mad. This was a foul and like Trin popped up and gave her a fake yellow and like Brew knew that it was a yellow. She was like, yep, and that she knew she had that first yellow, and she knew she was done. So instead of like making it some big drama, she just was like, yep, I accept my fate. I was glad though that Ben Sonnet ran up to Trinity, and with what we learned from last week's friendlies episode on Sam Yost's podcast about Sonnet and Alex Morgan and the long-standing beef between the two of them from Something Amazing, which was Sonic calling handball on Alex. I am desperate to know what happened and how long this beef will last because I would like it to be not very long. But Trin's not going to this next camp, so it can at least last through this camp.
Yeah.
Rue was called up to the Brazilian national team, so like, she did what she did. Anyway, so okay, that's so now it's 103rd minute and Gotham's down a player. They just have to hold on, and they do. And then we get to Martha. I have seen you play soccer, but I didn't see you when you were obviously in your prime. I know you were a defender. And I don't, did you practice? We practice PKs even as defenders. Did you practice PKs even as a defender?
Yes.
Yeah, because like with a penalty shootout, both teams get five, best out of five. And then if it's tied at after five, you go 1-1, right? I think we've talked about it. Like I've watched a game come to, I believe it was 11. I do remember looking it up after the fact because I was like, I was right about some stuff and wrong about like it was like the instead of it being like the LA Galaxy, it was the San Jose Earthquakes or something. Anyway, I have watched it like come down to 10 or 11 players in my life, but like it's pretty rare. But if it does, everyone who's on the field at that moment in time has to take a penalty kick. And
Yes.
as a defender, especially I played, it was sweepers. It was not center back, which is now the like everyone's a center back, but like you weren't getting subbed out unless you were injured. So you needed to know how to take a PK. I can guarantee that you would have taken a better penalty. Now, look, Esther, I don't know what happened. She's
I don't know what
incredible.
happened.
I'm assuming it was like some kind of weird like power play where it was like gonna bounce like and it just didn't work. But you don't do the exact same kick two other times. And so again,
Nope.
I guarantee you would have taken. Now I think I would have probably put mine low because I would have been terrified of shooting over because of Roberto Baggio in 1994. But like, and I could see
Yes.
me literally coming along on the field, which obviously you don't want it to be like on the ground, but like, and hoping just for the farthest corner so they couldn't reach it. You don't, everyone's right footed. You don't take a weak, low, like, kick with your right foot to the left-hand side. What
Yeah, it was. I saw those. It was bad. Like, change it up. It's fine. Also, if you're gonna do that, like, give it a little bit more power.
don't. Correct. Also, literally, they did the same kick three times. Okay, so first it's
Yes. Yeah.
Esther, who had scored the earlier goal, who played for the Spanish national team and won the World Cup in 2023, who is just stupid talented. And I have to believe that there was something going on there that I don't understand, but it didn't work. Whatever it was, it didn't work. It was saved. Pause there for a second. Ann Katchenberger, my personal fave, obs, love her. She's incredible at saving penalty kicks, so I thought she might save us. And she did get a hand on the first one from Ashley Hatch, who I also now hate for different reasons. And maybe won't hate her forever, but at the moment, really do hate her a lot. And so it was a beautiful shot, and Anne got like a hand on it, but it still popped over. And I was like, oh, that's fine. That's just number one. I watched Anne in the bronze medal match in Lyon, like save three or save two, score one, like Alyssa Nair
Yeah.
level, right? She did not save one, and I feel terrible for her because like if it had gone to five, I guarantee she would have. But
Yeah.
because our forwards, in air quotes, screwed it up so bad. Okay, so Anne, love you, Anne. That's why you won goalkeeper of the year. You're my
Yay,
girl.
I know. I was so excited for her.
I know. Back to Gotham. So if Esther scores, or excuse me, does not score,
Does
attempts a
not score.
penalty kick first. I don't know what was going on, whatever. Then McCall Zerboni, who is old. I say this as a person who is older than her, but like is 37, I think, and like is Gotham legend. Like I don't want to take anything away from McCall. Like you do not need to give people this last chance if it's going to cost you the game. I have to believe McCall would rather be in another finals than take a penalty kick. Like, I don't know what this
Yeah,
is. So McCall does the exact same kick. It is saved the exact same way. And then Jenna Nyswanger, who cost us the game already, who again played forward. She like ha did an Olympico, like at some point in her college, like good job, whatever. So she walks up and I'm like, I don't know why this is Jenna. Lynn hasn't taken a penalty kick yet. Lynn Williams, literally most scoring player in the NWSL ever. And Ann Katchenberger, who like, I don't know strategy, but like a goalie going up against another goalie must be like real mess with your mind stuff. And so I don't know what Juan Carlos was thinking generally. I put this defeat as his feat anyway. So then Jenna takes the exact same kick as the previous two. Kingsbury, who did not look that good, but now is getting all this praise because she saved three kicks. I wonder how much of this I'm going to take out because I do feel unhinged and I'm sure I sound it.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, she is getting all that praise. Kingsbury is getting all that praise for saving those three kicks. And, like, no one has saved those three kicks in previous things. But just looking at the quality of those kicks, I can't truly say that they were spectacular. Like, some other saves have been like those kicks were hard, direct. These, as I said before, weak sauce.
Like it would have been better if they had just shot it at her head where she was standing when she,
Yes.
like the thing that you're like, oh, just shoot it to the goalie. Like that's what they should have done. They should have shot it at the goalie.
Yeah, it just wasn't. They didn't have the power. I don't know. I. At least from my perspective, viewing them again, I guess good for her for predicting all three, but at the same time, like, might as well because they didn't change their direction when they kicked. They just
Just.
kept on, like,
And like, it's the most obvious thing. Like, let's be clear. It is not easy to shoot and keep it fully on the ground, nor is it easy to shoot, get it in the air. It's very easy to like shoot and, airball it. But like,
Yeah.
the thing that is, so it's probably easiest to airball it. The second easiest thing is to put it in the air, but low to the ground because you like, oh, as long as your body's over the ball, like it's gonna stay down to the ground. So, like, yes, the easiest kick is up to the left over the goal, right? All three of them did the second easiest. And I do they not
Yes.
practice penalty kicks ever? Like, is it just that they never thought about it? Because like there was some crazy stat, right? Like this was the first PKs in playoffs, which is the only peak, like you won't go to PKs other than in playoffs in the NWSL since like 2014 or something insane. No, 2016 maybe. God, 2016 is just ruining my life all over again in 2024. Anyway, the Spirit won. And like, frankly, they deserved it. I mean, I up until the 90 whatever minute, Gotham earned that step forward. But like, if you can't hold on, you can't hold on. And
You
I
can't hold on.
lay the blame at the feet of the coach of Gotham, who I really like and enjoy as a coach. So, like, this isn't like me and my fully formed feelings about Flacco, but like, there are so many choices. And I don't want to get into all of them because right now I'm still negative about it. And like, probably a lot of them aren't fully fair, although most of them are. But anyway, I don't understand so many choices that were made in this game. Period. And I really don't understand those PKs. I don't understand so much of it. I don't under.
Yeah.
So the spirit moves on.
Spirit moves on.
Martha, I'm gonna get a glass of wine. This is too much. I'll be right back. Okay. Now that I have a glass of wine, Martha, what else, if anything, did you think about that game before we move on to the next one?
Well, again, I thought, and I know that you've said a lot about the choices, but the one thing I want to say is if your team is down 1-0, like if it's just down one goal, I would still continue to press. Especially if the team you're playing is really good, because in that last second, they could always score. And changing from, having some strikers and just having defenders, maybe it might be a little presumptuous to be like, okay, we got this. I think that they did press. But they could have kept
Ella?
some. Yes, they could have at least kept one and not have all those defenders. So that was my thought. My thought is that I wish it came out differently. You know, I am a Gotham fan, and I was sad, but the spirit moved on.
Yeah, and they deserve. I love the spirit. I do think there's going to be like a fun DC New York rivalry now, in a way that I don't think there has been. Back in like early MLS days, they tried to make DC New York. I mean, it was like it. That's not that DC New York wasn't a rivalry, but like it was like not a Metro Stars game versus the Chicago Fire that didn't break out into a fight. Like that was the rivalry, right? Like, and don't get me wrong, they weren't, neither of them were good, but it was like I just remember being a teenager and like 83rd minute would come around and all of a sudden like fists would be flying and cards would be there was one game where I truly think they issued like seven cards it like after the 90th minute because it just turned into a full brawl. Anyway, I love a rivalry.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy. And I love DC. And I hope they lose in the finals. So, whatever.
Well, do you want to move on to the next game?
Yes. I want to move on in general. Martha, I was at my godfather's 70th birthday party. So, there was like a lot of competing, like Italy was playing France. There was American football on. Like, there was a lot going on at this party. So I did not watch truly any of it. I did watch like after the fact, like clips of all like highlights, I guess. But
Yeah.
you watched it because I got a lot of live commentary from you.
Yes.
So tell me about it.
So I watched this game. It started off tense but exciting. Like at some point the two forwards were covering each other, which was so
I
fun to
saw.
see.
Oh.
So Barbara Banda from Orlando and then Temma Chuinga from KC, like it was, they were covering each other because honestly, like with speed, I mean, they could.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
difficult for other defenders too. So it was really fun to see. But the first goal was scored by a Brazilian, Dabinha.
Brazilian national team, not the,
She didn't go to the,
but she is on the national team.
she is on the national team.
And we talk a lot about Orlando being the team of Brazilian stars, but she plays for KC.
Yeah, she does play for KC. And so I mean, it went back and forth. I think Orlando had some good defense. But this one, Dabinha got the first goal. It was a kind of nice cross by Cooper, who looks like a 12 or 13-year-old to me. She just looks so young.
Yeah.
But the way she hit it in kind of behind defenders on the line, and Dabinha hits it like
Yes, that's
it was
right.
really sweet. It was
It
really
was,
sweet.
it's like, honestly, also, where is this accent today? New York, Chicago, who knows? Honestly, it looks like a defender's worst nightmare. Like I don't know if that's
Oh,
how it
yeah.
felt in the game, but like just again, clips are clips, so like you don't know how it feels, but like, oh man, I was like, oh, I feel bad for all of
Yeah, because it kind of went by a whole bunch of defenders, right?
Oh.
And all of them, like, they see it, like, it's almost like you see it going by, and it's like, okay, no one's here, no one's here, no one's here. Oh no, someone is there.
Which, yes, exactly. Like, because it, you know, not unique, like it doesn't ever happen, but like, to your point, like a lot of times if someone was there, they'd be offsides, right? But like this
Yes.
was so beautifully timed. It's like it's exactly it's yes, no one's there. Woo, no one's there, no one's there, no. VAR, someone save us. No.
Nope. So that was great. The second goal then came from Orlando. Haley McCutcheon did that goal, and the thing is, like, now I can't remember exactly how it went. Was it off a corner?
I don't remember. I'm sure I saw it, but I let's be 1000% clear. I replayed the Marta goal. Not
Yeah, that one
spoiler
did.
alert, but like that's the one I've watched by far of all the goals.
So yeah, what Haley McCutcheon did that, and like they kept on saying like Haley had not scored at all,
Yes.
but s has scored in two playoff games.
I think that's wild. Like, talk about clutch. I'm sure someone else has said this, but like, you come, they talk about timing and like, you're peaking at the right time. Haley is peaking at exactly the right time. Like, that is
Yes.
impressive.
Yes. And so now it's tied 1-1, right? And this is all before the half. So second half starts. Again, it's pretty tight, except okay, this Barbara Banda, it is such an it's also a very strong goal. See,
Yes.
the penalty kickers could have learned from Barbara
Yeah.
Banda. But the thing is, like, someone passes the ball into Barbara Bennett, and it wasn't like a direct pass, but it looked almost like a bounce. Barbara is among defenders and she has the back towards goal, but when she turns, she strikes that ball so hard with
Oh my gosh.
such power. It's like she was pissed
She
and
is,
just was like slammed it in there.
yeah.
Like there was a camera angle, like from the camera behind the goal. When that goal was scored, the camera like did a like thloop, like a flip, like turned downwards because it was knocked
Not
out.
seen that. Oh my God, I have to find that. I have no luck. Barbara Banda, number one, transfer fee ever, right? When she
Yeah.
came to Orlando. And in that goal, you're like, yeah, no, I see it. Like, I mean, not that you didn't see it. Watching her play is like one long reminder of why that's true. But like, what a perfect encapsulation of her.
Yeah.
She's so talented. And
So
like,
talented.
it's, I don't, it's not the beginning of her career. It's not like this is her first season playing soccer ever, but like, she's young. And oh man, it's like, yeah, she talks on Sam Muse's podcast last week about like learning from Marta, and it is like so powerful to watch. I think watching the two of them play at the same time is insane. You know what I mean? Like
Yes, it
on the
is
same team. Like,
insane.
people talk about Gotham being a super team. Okay. Hello. Like goats on the same team.
Same
I
team.
can't think of a better, I can't think of a metaphor in, ouch, in sports that are not like just, it's like Mia Hamm playing with, like, I want to try and do it outside of women's soccer, but I'm just not well versed enough in, it's like Pele playing with Ronaldo, Brazilian Ronaldo, not Cristiano.
Yes.
And like Messi is playing against them. You know what I mean? Like, it is watching just beautiful people all on the field at the same time. Like with Temba
Yes.
Twinga. You know what I mean? Like the three of them.
Yes.
Yes. Woo.
Yeah. And so I also have to say that like the Orlando Pride defense did a great job in trying to make sure Temba Chuinga did not
Yes.
get through.
Not just make sure they nailed it.
Yep. And so that was Barbara Banda's goal. So powerful. And then in the 82nd minute, because I looked it up. so, right. Banda has the ball. And Banda, like, kind of kicks it laterally. And Marta is running. Now, that kick with the defender that Barbara was with took Barbara down. But Marta, I know, I'm living vicariously through this, but Marta takes the ball and just starts running. Like her little ponytail is like swish, 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 running, right? And the defenders are running back, tracking with her. And she goes, and you think, okay, she's gonna score. No, she's closer to goal. She's gonna score. No. She goes to her right. Two defenders slide, trying to block her, but she cuts back, right? And then the goalie slides. She cuts back, and another defender attempts to go in, but Marta finishes like in the box. So close to goal. How close can she get?
No,
First
I
of all,
mean,
they let her
like,
get close. They let her get close, and they only tried and slid towards the end. You don't do that with Marta. Because she will break your ankles.
yes. It felt like she dribbled it all the way into the net.
She,
Like, if
yes.
you told me that she literally dribbled into the net, like, I know I've watched it a thousand times, but like, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds right. Like, that's how it ended for me as well. First of all, she's your Tokaya, so you're allowed to call her whatever you want to. Second of all, I was leaving the party and the game was over and pull up, highlights game, whatever. We haven't left and I'm shoving my phone in my father's face, being like, "Will you watch this goal by Marta?" Because that's how insane it was. Like you just described it. It's almost comedic watching it. Like it feels like slapstick. Like the defenders like being like one, two, the goalie goes down, one
Exactly.
more. Yes. It was beautiful. The epitome of chef's kiss. It did remind you just right, not it did remind me. You just reminded me of again Sam Mewes. Not to just talk about Sam Mewes, except this might be a Sam Mewes fan podcast. It's fine. And she talked about like defending against Marta. And because it's Marta, like you're like, I can't defend. I have to just keep giving her space and hopefully something will work out. And like that's definitely what these people were doing, these Kansas City defenders. And like, look at how it worked out for you, ladies. Like it did it, spoiler, it did not.
It did not. It did not. And then it's 3-1.
Yeah.
Orlando
In
versus
like
the current
the, what did you say, the 83rd minute? And he said,
82nd minute.
yeah, like, come on. It's not guaranteed. But once you're
No.
in that like mid-80s, if you're up by two, I start feeling really good, except for when there's going to be, pretty much 15 minutes of extra time, thanks to VAR, but whatever. Yeah, no, 3-1's real hard to come back when you have 10 minutes left in the game.
Yeah. Well, Casey, there were like 13 or whatever minutes
Oh, were there?
after.
Oh, I don't think I knew this.
It was at least 10
Oh my gosh,
minutes
so they did have time.
extra, and they did have time. And that's when the penalty happened. So
Oh, yes. Okay, right.
there was a they were reviewing it for handball, and at first I didn't think it was, but it did hit her hand, and they decided, okay, it's a penalty. And Vanessa DiBernardo like
Yeah,
made the
but
penalty.
this is how I'm sure in the game it felt different. But it was so inconsequential to the result of that game in the end
Yeah,
that
yeah.
like I forgot it had happened. Like I knew the score, but I had forgotten that there was a penalty and that's how it, 'cause like it didn't matter,
No, I think they did that penalty. They resumed play and then the whistle
And
was
so
done.
now it's Pride versus Spirit in the final.
Woohoo!
I do feel great. I think I already texted this to you, but I do feel really good about being able to cheer for the Pride because there's like a just a lot going on where I want them to succeed this year. And like it's all ridiculous. Not even ridiculous, just like overwrought stuff. Like, I want Marta to get a win. Like, I feel terrible that she got silver, even though it was my team that beat her in the Olympics. But like, that would have been an incredible story as she retires from international football, you know.
Yeah.
I also think Sim Hines is good. And like, Orlando had some real drama with coaches in the last couple of years. And so, like, I love that they've found a coach that clearly works for them. I love that the team is not Gotham. I love Gotham. But like the people you hear about on Orlando are not US Women's National Team players, right? Not that you don't hear about like Sam's, obviously, but she's young.
Yes.
She's like new. And I love that Angelina's from New Jersey. There's just like a lot. There's a lot that I really hope they win. And if it had been against Gotham, I wouldn't be. I would be hoping for Gotham to win and feeling a little icky about it. And instead, I just get to be fully in on the pride.
Yeah. And again, Orlando. So at least I feel like back to back, like Gotham last season came from the bottom,
Yes.
right? And Orlando has been in that bottom situation. So it's kind of nice to see,
For
like,
years, for
yeah,
like
for
they have
years.
like not even made the playoffs, I feel like recently. So,
Yes. Yeah.
okay. I want to talk about one thing that I did not like. And this is something that is dumb, but I am now looking up because I dreamt the other day about the Spirit's coach's name pronunciation. Because they all call him Yona, right?
Really?
I think so.
I call him
Spirit.
Jonathan.
Well, right.
Jonathan.
Jonathan, but I think they say Jonathan, which is like a weird Spanglish version of his name, right?
Yeah.
Spirit Coach Washington. But I think they might call him Jonah, which actually makes more sense. But in my dream, they called him Yona. Okay. I don't like this one thing that he said. Now, to your point about Gotham placed last year, like was the last place team to get into the playoffs and then won it all. I love that. The Shield, well, again, we'll talk about it in the future, but like the Shield is an honor and incredible. And playoffs are like a uniquely American thing. And they're also fun. And like Jonathan, Yona, like came out and was like, I'm so glad that like Orlando and DC, which were one and two, are the ones in the finals. And I mean, again, I'm really negative this week against the Spirit. So like, please take this with the entire bottle of salt. But I was like, don't come in here, Mr. Halfway through the season, Batha, and be like, this is just how it should be. Like, that's how I heard it. And I got mad and then was like, you should probably, there are other things to be mad about. But like, that's the only thing I don't like about these playoffs is that it essentially, I feel like I like the NWSL is elite. I like that the NWSL is a league where people who came in the last place playoff spot can win. And it's not that I don't like that the first and second teams, like that's just the way it goes, right? Like March Madness, often it is a one seed playing a two seed, whatever. But
Yeah.
it just made me annoyed because I was like, yeah, this year, but like, let's see what happens next year.
Exactly.
Yona.
Doesn't always play out that way, and that's the excitement of playoffs.
Yeah. And also, you and I have definitely talked about it because we heard it from the same source. But Esme Morgan, right? Wasn't Esme the one on who now plays for the Spirit, but is British and came over and like it was interviewed by Sam on Friendlies. Talked about how I'm pretty sure it was Esme who was talking about why it's so cool to play in the NWSL, which is that everyone's trying to win every week, as opposed to in Europe, where like near
Yes.
the end of the season, you just try and tie it out so that both teams don't get relegated. Like,
Yeah.
I love that about this. It just makes me so happy. And again, I'm a little salty about the Spirit this week. So maybe that's not how he meant it, but that's how I heard it. And I was like, don't come in here and tell my league how to do their stuff. Okay, cool. Yona. Okay.
So let's talk about the final.
Yes.
The final will be on Saturday at 7 p.m. Central Time,
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Yep,
Eastern.
8 Eastern.
There is a little bit of an not a little bit, a huge Eastern supremacy in the way we announce things. So I appreciate the 7 p.m.
I mean, I do too, because you know what? I always grew up 8-7 Central, blah 7 Central. I was like, why are we always second?
So yes, yeah, 7 p.m. Central on Saturday, Orlando Vamos Pride versus the Spirit.
Spirit.
It's in Kansas City,
Yeah.
which makes me
This is my cackle,
Oh no,
but
every Martha, no one needed that explanation. It
it is in Kansas City.
clear. In their new, brand new, first ever built for women's stadium,
Yes.
which is impressive. Good job, Kansas City. Capacity 11,500. Good job, Kansas City. I'm sure you'll sell out, but so would have DC at 19,000. It's fine, whatever. It's fine. But I mean, I'm all in on the pride for like a thousand reasons. Martha, how are you feeling?
Oh, I mean, my tocaya is on the pride. And I have a new appreciation for Seb Hynes.
Interesting. What kind of appreciation, Martha?
He is very handsome, wears glasses well. And
Ahead. Tell the
so
people what you sent me. Tell the people.
Seb Hynes was voted coach of the year for NWSL. And I sent a picture of Seb Hynes smiling with glasses. And I said I was crushing on him. And I have a type.
You have a type.
Yes.
Nerdy, attractive men. That's your type. It's
Yes.
nice. It's not a
Yep,
bad
it
thing.
is.
Yes. And yeah, it'll be a great game regardless. I truly hope the Pride slaughter DC, but like in a nice way. And like, I would love Casey Kruger to have the second best game of her life, but Marta to beat her. You know what I mean?
Yes. And
I
the
mean, they
thing is,
literally just
like,
played each other in August, so in a
and the
similar
thing is,
situation.
it's not just Marta, it's also Barbara too. So
I love it.
it's both. Yes.
Yes, it's gonna be great. I think it look, either way, it'll be great soccer, and that makes me happy.
Yes. I am going to try and go to a bar of their own to watch it. I
Fun.
think it would be fun to watch it there.
Yes.
So that will be my plan.
So, we know who we're cheering for. Who do you think is going to win for real?
Orlando.
Yeah, me too. It's hard not to imagine them winning. I know that like there was briefly this period where Portland beat them and then Gotham did. But they've just looked so great all season.
They have looked great all season. The thing is, I mean, I don't know. I think it could be a tight game too, but Kansas City was also, it's not a team to mess around with,
No.
so it's possible.
And they show they can come back from like a first strike against them, which I think is something that's extremely important in this part of a
Yes.
season. Like you can do that in the middle of the season and who cares, but in a semifinal coming back from like a 1-0, I don't know. I think that's impressive.
Yes. Yeah.
I also yes think that but one tiny bit of my reason is because DC has some pretty like some of their best players are out, and that's a shame because if they were at full strength, I do think I'd have a much harder time picking Orlando like straight up. Corey Bethune, who we both love, who just won both Rookie of the Year and Midfielder of the Year in like
Yeah.
a first ever rookie winning midfielder, like, and she was injured since she threw the dumb pitch at the Nats game.
Yes.
Makes me so mad every time. I just, it's not that they don't have insane talent, because we just, you know, Trinity, Ashley Hatch, Casey Krueger. Like, they are just missing some of their best people.
Yeah.
So, we'll see on Saturday night, 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern. Martha, now that we're almost done with the 2024 season, my question for you is, who's going to win the 2025 season?
So I'm going to say the Houston Dash.
Great. Please tell everyone why I just laughed like a jerk.
So, the Houston Dash finished in last place this season, but the previous seasons, like Orlando had finished last, and Goth not no Gotham had finished last the season before that, or pretty close to last. But guess what? The following year, Gotham made it. This year, Orlando's in.
I love it.
So, I don't know. I think it would be awesome to see that last place team go straight to first, or at least makes it into the playoffs, and then they have a chance.
No, I would really like that. I feel like Houston's just having a weird year. And yeah, no, I would love that for them. If it's not Houston, who do you think it'll be?
If it's not Houston, I mean, I guess I want to fall back on my Bay of C.
Well, now
I
you're
still believe.
taking my answer because I was taking your answer.
Wamberry, who do you
No.
think?
I do, because you said Bay for the season, I've been definitely thinking that, like, we'll see great things from them next year. But no, you're allowed to pick it again, since I literally was basing it on what you said. Maybe Chicago? I feel like they had a bit of a rebuild year, and like they literally have Mal Swanson and Alyssa Nair on their team. So, also, like, I love Chicago, so I would love it if they, new name, new year. You know what I mean?
That is true. That is true. The Chicago Stars.
Not communist Chicago Stars.
If you have a question, or if you want us to cover anything else, you can email us at kicksandgiggles2024@gmail.com. That's kicks, the letter N. Like in na 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 na. Hey, Casey, goodbye. Giggles 2024 at gmail.com.
Oh God, Martha. Our collective joy about Casey being out is a thing to behold. That's what I'm going to remember going into the final. Not Gotham's loss, Casey's loss. Oh gosh. All right. Well, we'll be out. We'll be out. We'll be back after the final, sometime next week. And yeah, until then. Vamos, Clyde!
Vamos.
Bye, Martha.
Bye.